We get now to Francis Byrne from Early Childhood Ireland. Francis Byrne, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on the News at One. Do these guidelines mean that children can return to creches in the same numbers as before, or will your capacity have to be reduced?
It's not clear as yet, Justin, and good afternoon. I mean, certainly in Early Childhood Ireland, we welcome this progress. We had urged the Department of Children and Youth Affairs, along with colleagues from other organisations, to try and have these guidelines out in early June. I think this progress is welcome. And obviously, the clarification around physical distancing, I think, has been a huge relief to our members all around Ireland. But later today, we will expect to see from emerging from Cabinet very, very clear guidelines about how all this will work, so that creches can take the plan, sit down and see what are the implications for overall reduced capacity, if any, and on the back of that, what kind of a funding gap might emerge for them. So there's still a way to go, but I think it is welcome if Cabinet can provide greater clarity. As you've just heard, the documents and the guidelines, while they're welcome, they're not set in stone yet, and there are some things which we need clarity on, and hopefully that will emerge from Cabinet today, like the final number to be in pods and so on, so that providers can have clarity.
And what about cost? Is there going to be any impact on the cost of providing childcare arising out of the measures that are being suggested in this document? I mean, for example, will creches have to hire more staff, and will there be a knock-on effect then for the fees that parents would pay?
Exactly. So those kinds of issues need to be looked at and thought through. So if you think about a creche that normally has 11 children in a room, and if there's only room for one pod in that room, how will they manage? On the face of it, the department has been clear that they don't see it reducing overall capacity, but it will hugely depend on the size of the creche. There isn't a one-size-fits-all type of creche. They're very different. Some of them are on the sides of houses, if you will. Some of them are standalone and everything in between. So that is all to be looked at.
Okay.
The other unknown is how many children will return, how many parents will want to send children back, will be ready to, or employ themselves, and so on. So I suppose what Early Childhood Ireland is saying very strongly, that if there are capacity issues to do with children or staff, that if there's a funding gap, it will have to be met by government for the foreseeable, certainly until Ireland is out of the other side of the pandemic and creches are back to operating normally, so to speak, without pods, without these measures.
Okay, I want to ask you before you go about a story in The Independent today about a programme for government talks suggesting that parents would get more money in the future to offset creche fees. What's your reaction to that?
Really surprised to see, very alarming to hear about a return to direct payments. They were abandoned at the beginning of the austerity period, the recession, and that money was invested in the so-called free preschool year, the ECHI programme, which has been transformative in terms of children's lives and for their families. It would be a huge backwards step. It won't address the key issue of Ireland's historical underinvestment in early years. I don't believe that parents will be fooled. We think in Early Childhood Ireland, parents are very aware of the importance of, you know, the government staying on track. The outgoing government had put in place the National Childcare Scheme, which is the beginnings of a publicly subsidised and sustainable childcare system. That's what other countries who get this right are doing. They don't provide a level of direct payments to parents. It would be hugely retrograde, and we're very surprised to see that the next government is considering it. Not a good idea at all.
Okay, Francis Byrne from Early Childhood Ireland, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the News at One.